2 of this cold spell. Holy crap, man. Oh, can't wait to just get home and get out from this cold. Yeah, it's cold again. We're talking minus 40 again. Like minus 40 Celsius is where minus 40 Fahrenheit coincides. So that's how freaking cold it is. But anyway, I want to talk about something positive today. Today is going to be one of my little pep talks. Those ones that you just love hearing so much. I actually, as sarcastic as I'm sounding right now, I will say that the best feedback I got was on the last pep talk-ish one that I did, which talked about relationships and getting married for the right reasons and all that. And even though it was kind of syrupy and all that kind of stuff, I did get a very positive reaction to it. So I want to thank the people that listened to that one. That was probably one of my highest ranked episodes, or the most listened to, or the got the most feedback on. So I want to thank the people for that one. I'll put a link down below as to where you can find that original episode, and you can take a listen. So anyway, so today what I want to talk about, and this kind of came up, my wife and I were talking about this in general, and I've talked about this many, many times, so it's something I've spent a lot of time thinking about. Wow, this road is bad. I apologize for the extra sound effects, but So what my wife and I were talking about was a friend of ours, a very good friend of ours. I don't know. I won't share a name here just to, you know, just to keep certain things private. And there goes the mic. Sorry about that. I'm having a hard time here. I apologize. Wait. My microphone keeps getting caught in my coat. a very good friend of my wife's and I, we were part of a writing group together, and we used to get together and we'd write something and read what we'd written to each other, try to kind of keep us on track. We've become very good friends since then. But she posted this really interesting picture on her Facebook profile, and it was a journal, basically a to-do book that hadn't really been broken in. And it talked about, she basically said, you know, I'm gonna have to follow through and fill this up this year. And you know, and it got me thinking, it got me and my wife talking a lot about this. So what we came up with was having a list of things to do, basically a list of accomplishments, a bunch of things to follow through on. Sorry about that. I'm just making sure we're still recording here. Basically, it's good to have a list of things to do. And a lot of people have to-do lists, but as we talked about in the bucket list episode, which I will post down below as well, is that it's good to create a bucket list of things that you want to do and to actually follow through with it. And it's not that difficult. People make it difficult, but it's not that difficult. On most people's to-do list, it might be something like clean the kitchen, go grocery shopping. I'm not talking about those kinds of lists. Those lists are important, and yes, they are a functioning aspect of being human being. But lists of things that you want to try that you haven't done before, those are important lists. For example, it could be a list like, I want to read more books this year. Well, on your list, say, I want to read 10 books this year. I want to read 2 books this year. I want to read 52 books this year. Put it on the list and keep track of it and do it. There's nothing to stop you from doing the things you want to do but yourself. But here's where things get sticky with most people. And it's something I've been able to overcome by lowering expectations. And now that sounds like a really negative thing to say. But let me explain this and take the negativity out of that comment. Now what we're going to do is we're going to, and I'm trying not to be, trust me, I'm not trying to brag here at all. I'm definitely not bragging, but I'm going to use items off of my own bucket list for things that I've done that I approached in this way of lowering my expectations in a positive way. So we're going to say on your bucket list, you want to learn to play an instrument. That's one item. Secondly, you want to act in a movie. Okay? Thirdly, you want to write a short story. And fourthly, you want to be active. All right. So let's see if I can remember this list of five, four or five here. So the first one you want to, see, I've already forgotten the list. This is really stupid. So let's just tackle one item at a time and explain them out. I'm sorry, I'm driving. It's not proper to have notes on your windshield while you're driving. It's just not safe. So let's go through the list in a different function. And I apologize for my unprofessionalism, but at least I'm doing what I love by doing this podcast. So starting with that, say on your list you have, I want to make a podcast. All right, that's on your bucket list. That's something you want to accomplish in 2017. You want to create a podcast. So the question that blocks people from accomplishing what they want to accomplish is they may change in their own brain what that statement is. So on your list, you're calling it, I want to make a podcast. But what you're saying to yourself in your head is, I want to make a really great podcast. Or you may say, I want to make a podcast that 50,000 people listen to. Or in your brain, you may say, I want to make a podcast that other people are going to listen to. Or you may say, I want to make a podcast that is going to attract the attention of Smodco, the Kevin Smith company of podcasts. You want something that they're going to listen to and put on their playlist. Or you may say, I want to have a podcast that has NBA players on it that I interview every week. But originally you wrote down, I want to have a podcast. So let's analyze that. You are putting a perception on yourself that you want to have a podcast out that is going to have all of these things. Basically all these things that will make this podcast great. So you've created a standard of what you think makes a great podcast, and you've put these preconceptions on yourself of how to make that, of what this podcast will need to be great. But you don't have the tools or the practice to get to the level that you've set for yourself that you cannot attain. Now, please note, you might actually be able to attain a bunch of these things. There's no saying you can't attain all of these things. But you must temper it with doing it in a particular fashion. Your goal is to have a podcast. Do it. Find it just the same way I did. I want to have a podcast So what I did is I decided the format that I wanted to follow by listening to other people's podcasts and going, oh, I like this. Oh, I like that. Oh, I like this. I want it to be about sports. I want it to be about comic books. I want it to be about movies. I want it to be about fitness. And you decide what you want to talk about. And be passionate about it, right? Like, is this what you want to do? Yeah. Is it going to be something you can talk about? Yeah. Is the content going to be any good? Ah, stop there. It doesn't matter if it's good or not. Or let me rephrase that. Someone is not going to like your podcast. Someone is not going to be interested in listening to your podcast. That person yourself, you might even be judging yourself and saying, ah, this podcast sucks, man. That's irrelevant. The whole point of doing the podcast is to do the podcast. You said you wanted to do a podcast. The quality of the podcast is not the end goal here. It's an end goal later, potentially, but let's not mix up our plan. Our plan is to have a podcast, and the best way to do a podcast is to go out and do a podcast. Find a subscriber that you can go with. There's a lot of freebie ones out there, exactly like I did. When I started the podcast, I didn't know 100% what I wanted to talk about, but I had a general idea of how I wanted to do it. I found a podcast provider that is free, and that allowed me a certain amount of data or usage or gigabytes to put the podcast up. I started off on SoundCloud, did it there, and then moved on to Podomatic, and now I'm on Podbean. And basically, every time I changed providers, it was to accommodate how much further I'd gotten into it. Now, are these podcasts all gems? No. But what's happening is I'm enjoying the process of it. And that is the goal. Remember, when you said you wanted to have a podcast, that's what you said. I wanted to have a podcast. So go out and do one. You do one. The journey is doing the podcast. It's not, I've got it done, now I'm successful at it. It's doing the podcast. It's learning the ropes. It's having a podcast that you put out on the air that is just nothing but dead air. You forgot to hit the record button, or your volume was on mute, and then when you decide, oh no, it's good, I'm not going to bother editing it. And then when you come back later, you realize, oh crap, yeah, I should have edited it because there's nothing but dead air on there, and this is what I put out, and people might actually laugh at me and make fun of me. But the idea is, you went and created that podcast, you put it on the air, you went onto a podcast network and put it out there. You are talking about the things you want to talk about on the podcast, which is the whole idea of the podcast, is to talk about things that you're interested in. Maybe after doing it for a while, you're going to find a rhythm or a pattern or whatever, and you're going to go, oh, you know what? I could probably do this a bit differently, or you might get better at it. So maybe initially you're not doing any edits of the podcast whatsoever. You're just putting it out there because in my form, I don't like to edit the podcast much because I want it to be raw. I want it to be, this is my brain and this is how I process things. And that's what I put on the podcast. That's exactly what we see. Now, later, I'm not saying I would, but I might go, you know what? I think I want a faster pace to the podcast. I want there to be a lot of quick edits. I want there to be guests. And I want there to be segments. I don't want it to just be me talking about stuff, but maybe I want to have a segment. I want to have a monologue at the beginning. I want to have an interview in the middle. And I want to have an epilogue at the end where I discuss what we just talked about, or to promote somebody or something or whatever. But the idea is, out of the gate, the whole idea is to do the podcast all the other stuff comes later. And it is not a failure to have a podcast that you're not happy with, because you're always going to be critical of anything that you do. The success is doing the podcast. The failure is not doing the podcast. Those are the only parameters you have to deal with. That's it. Some people will like what you do. Some people won't. Fine. You may not like what you do. You may not think that you did it the right way, but you will improve and you will get better. But the journey is in doing it. So let's take another example. I guess podcasts aren't everyone's cup of tea, as not tons of people listen to mine, but I'm not doing it to get a listenership. I'm doing it because I enjoy doing this, and it kills the time as I'm driving home. So let's look at something else. What else could we say? I want to write a book. All right. So you may decide, I'm going to write a book. Well, how do you go about writing a book? Well, you got to find a topic. There's a lot of helpful hints out there. Myself, the first book I wrote, I just wrote, and it was very, very difficult. I'd taken some classes, but I didn't have a lot of formal training. But really, the best formal training for writing a book is to write a book. Did a lot of people read my book? A few people have read my book. Did a lot of people like my book? Most people didn't. But the idea there is that I actually went ahead, logged the hours in, and wrote the book. Now, when I wrote the second book, I enjoyed the process a lot more, because I'd already done one and I kind of knew the cadence of it. And the process of writing, it's not finishing the book that's the reward, it's the writing of the book that's the reward. And after you've written a few books, you're going to find that the minute you're done the book, done writing the book, hey, I went and wrote a book, I wrote a book. You may not like the end part of writing the book, because then you got to go into editing, and you may not enjoy the editing of the book. That's the part that you may not like. That may be the part that you actually enjoy the most. But if you're doing things for the accolades, you're going to hamper what you're doing. You're going to restrict what you're doing, and you're going to limit what you're doing. You're going to narrow the scope of what you're doing to a particular audience that, to be honest, if you were in a room with these people, with this audience, you may not even get along with these people. You may not even be able to, you may not want to carry a conversation with these people. Who's to say that this audience that you're trying to reach are people you want to reach at all? What I find by pursuing these things is that the audience that eventually finds you is the audience you've always been looking for. You just didn't know it was them. So always keep that in mind. Follow through on the process. Do what you want to do. Another example that was on that list. Okay, well, I want to act. All right. Now, you should view it in different ways. When you're setting a goal like this, have it be broad, have it be general. Don't say, I want to be in a hit TV show. No, I want to act. Let's take it one step at a time. I want to act. Okay, go do it. How do you do it? Well, you could go enroll in a school, or you could just go to an open casting call. There's open casting calls all the time in every city on the face of the planet. I managed to act in something. I had no acting experience whatsoever, but I went to a casting audition and I got cast. Was I any good? I was horrible, but I really enjoyed the experience. And I can say, hey, I was in a movie and I got to act in it. Was I great? It's irrelevant. My goal was to act. And I got to act in something. And don't limit yourself. I want to act in a play. I want to act in a movie. I want to act in a commercial. I want to act in a music video. Just say I want to act. And once you open your mind to it, an opportunity will present yourself. But go looking. Go looking in buy, sell, and trade websites or on message boards. Someone is always going to be looking for someone with no skill and no talent and want to put you in something. And maybe when you're acting, you're only acting as an extra. You have no lines of dialogue, or you have three lines of dialogue and you're in the movie for a total of 5 seconds. But the whole goal was to act. And by going on that movie set or in that play or holding a candle, you're one of the lights in a Christmas tree and you're holding the candle. Doesn't matter. You're doing what you want to do. You're going out there and you are actually doing what you set out to do. And you can't determine, especially when you're talking about acting, you can't determine what you're going to be cast in. You have no control over that. But you have a control over going to an audition, looking for a place to act in. And hey, if you want to take it a step further, go get that training and go to school and go to the ABC School of Acting, sure, go do it. It's entirely up to you how deep you want to go into it. But really, the initial step is just going out and doing it. You can't find something to act in? Go make your own movie. You can go make a short little 3-minute movie that you can post up on YouTube or any of those places, and you can cast yourself in the movie and act it. Hey, you can even write the dialogue. Did you always want to be a writer? Well, who says you have to write a book? You could write a script. How do I write a script? Go on the internet. There's a lot of spec scripts you can look at, and you can look at the formatting. What if you don't get the formatting right? It doesn't matter if the formatting is right. It's irrelevant if the formatting is right. You say you're going to write a script? Go write a script. Go do it. Again, it's not a matter of quality. It's a matter of doing the work. And eventually, the audience will always find you. Now, I always wanted to be in a band. Now, that's a very broad statement, and it could be a little bit far-reaching, but it's doable. My dream as a kid was to be in a band and to play on, to be in a band and play on stage. Ideally, it was to join Kiss or one of those bands and be the frontman or be the drummer or whatever. And that was my goal, and that's what I wanted to do. Great, awesome. But that is a far-reaching goal. So what I should have started out with is, I want to be a drummer. Now, that's a far better way to look at things, because to be a drummer, you have a couple of options. Now, being a drummer, it's expensive, but hey, in this day and age, you can go rent yourself a drum kit for $20 a month or whatever it is, or $30 a month, and rent a drum kit, and I'm a drummer. The minute you start hitting the drum and playing anything, even if it's not what you consider any good, the minute you start doing it is the minute you become a drummer. And then you can start setting other goals for yourself, right? So I want to be a drummer. Okay, I'm a drummer now. You know what I'd really like to do? I always wanted to learn how to play. And for me, it was, I want to learn how to play I Love It Loud by Kiss. So first I became a drummer by playing. Secondly is by practicing. And what I noticed was, as I was learning to play I Love It Loud on drums, which is a very simple standard song to play, it's easy to play that song technically. It's hard to play that song right. But hey, let's start from the basics, right? So I wanted to learn to play a song. What I discovered as I was playing this song, that I was really enjoying learning how to play the song. Well, how is he placing his foot? When is he hitting the kick drum? When is he hitting this? When is he hitting that? When is there a crash? You know, when I started out playing the song, I was playing standard 4/4 time. I was hitting the snare. I was hitting the bass on the 2, and I was hitting the snare on the 4, and that was it, done. Was I hitting two hits on the bass and one hit on the snare? No, I was hitting one for one, one for one. And then I learned how to do, you know, the two hits on the bass drum. And then I finally was able to coordinate my right hand and get the hi-hat going. And then eventually I had that structure down. And eventually I started putting fills in there, like drum rolls. It's the journey. And then every time you learn one little thing more, you're like, oh man, that's cool. I know how to do that now. Now I will learn how to do this. So really, the success is in the doing. So you want to write a book? No, let's start with I want to do some writing. And it may be something as simple as writing a journal every day. Or it may be writing poetry. I want to write a poem. Well, let's start somewhere. Let's start with writing a couple of lines that rhyme together. Like start small. Remember, the journey is the reward. It's not the end game. The end game is, it's nice, but at the essence of it all, it is completely and entirely irrelevant. Because if you pander to the audience you think you should have or that you want, you're never going to reach the audience you need to reach. All right. It's a little long-winded there. But I'd like to see how people feel about this. So I'm gonna do a couple success stories here. And I'm not going to toot my own horn because am I successful? No. Not by some people's standards, but by other people's standards, I am successful. Because if there's something I want to, if there's something I want to do, I just go out and do it. I find a way to do it and do it. And eventually, maybe I will do it well, or I might profit from it. But the minute you start doing it to profit from it is the minute you start doing it for the wrong reasons. Do something you love, and the money will follow. So, success story. I want to talk about my great friend Tracy Ann Leith. And I'm going to name drop her here because I have always considered her a successful person. But she is a voice actor. She lends her voices to commercials. I've always thought she had this amazing, tremendous voice. And she was even able to sing and emulate a lot of different singers and a lot of different sounds. Excuse me. And as someone that wanted to be a singer myself, at some point, I wanted to be a singer and I would listen to her and go, oh God. And I would hamstring myself. I'm never going to sound that good. And that's the first sign of failure is you're trying to sound like someone else, or you're allowing yourself to be defeated by not matching up to a standard you can never meet. You can never sound, I will never sound as good as my friend Tracy Ann Leith, but I can sound as great as Shawnarama. And she can never sound as good as me, but she can sound great as Tracy Ann. It's that simple. It's really that simple. You're not competing against anyone but yourself, always. So, like I said, I consider her a great success. She's been getting a lot more gigs, doing what she really loves to do. And the more she does, the more she enjoys it, and the better she gets at her craft. And basically, the audience is finding her. She's going out and making opportunities for herself to the point that the opportunities are now there for her and are now on her doorstep. They're coming to her at some point. Because when you do it through love, when you do what you love, the things will follow you and will find you. It's really that simple. So, yeah, a success. She's the more and more that she's doing of it, the more and more she's doing of it, and the more fun she's having. So it's really great. Another success. Let's see. What can I think of? You know what? Let's talk about that one guy. Now, I don't know him personally, but I've spoken with him on a number of occasions. He is a multi-instrumentalist guy that built his own instrument. And he is able to be a one-man band by this magic pipe, he calls it, that he built for himself, which allows him to play bass, guitar, percussion, and a number of other instruments all at the same time. And he built a tool that would allow him to do this. And is he successful? Yes, he's played with a bunch of other artists, but I think he's found his largest success by doing what he loves and by doing it on his own, by himself as a one-man band. And he's had success at that by doing what he loves. He really loves this one-man band thing, and he's really enjoying what he's able to accomplish and the songs he's able to write. Because he's not answering to anyone else. He's not in a, you know, a four-person situation that is a band. He's in a one-man situation. And if he wants to write a particular type of song, he goes ahead and writes a particular type of song. Is he satisfied with the song he wrote? Probably enough, because he keeps doing it. And he's happy with what he does. And the audience found him. Try to pitch this to an audience. I'm a one-man band. Yay. Boring. But the music has to find its audience. And he found his audience to the point that I've seen this guy play a whole bunch of times. I'm truly inspired by what he does. And I actually take note of how he's done it and apply some of those same principles to what I do. So is that a success? In my book, it is, because he did it his way. He's writing the music he wants to write. And his success is in his creation, in his creating, that whole process of creating. That's the success story. It's not, hey, I have an end product now. No, that's just the end result of creation. And if one of the things on your list is, I want to write a hit song, that's the wrong way to approach it. Or, viewed differently, a hit song is something that you enjoyed putting together, laying the tracks down, writing the melody, singing the vocal, and recording it. That whole process is the success. And if it's a hit song, if you went ahead and wrote a song and recorded a song, if your goal is to record a song and you recorded the song, that is your success. If other people view it as a success and throw money at it and, you know, download the single or go see you at a show because they really like the single, that is not the success. That is the after effect. Don't be going for the after effect. Always go after the act of doing what it is. And it's really that simple. I'm actually kind of rambling on now at this point, because at this point I'm almost home. And it's very icy outside, and I don't want to slip up. So, I guess the last thing I'll add is my wife and I were talking. That's how we started this whole episode. Is that we're going to be creating a list of things that we want in 2007, things that we want to accomplish versus things that we want. So you may say, hey, I want a computer. I want a laptop, for example. And the goal is, how do you get to that goal? You could just go out and buy it. That's not the right way to achieve that goal. Earn that reward. And why is it you want a laptop? Well, if it's because it will allow you to write more, then that should be your goal. All right. Oh. So I am home, and I am just going to jabber on until this person gets out of my driveway. But... like, we're going to set goals, and we're going to accomplish the goals that we are setting out for. It's just that simple. Just by, you know, following through and determining, well, what is the goal exactly? What is it we're trying to accomplish? Don't go for the end result. Go for the reasoning for it. I want to write more. Well, how do I write more? Well, if I had a laptop, I could write in more locations. That should be the goal, not getting the laptop, if you know what I mean. All right, well, that's it for me. I'm going to sign out. I have arrived at my destination. We'll check you on the flip side.